AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
When the to-do list is long, an average skid steer won't cut it. Prairie Land Partners has your solution, the John Deere G-Series, built to break the mold with pushing power and leverage to carve out piles and handle large loads. For a limited time, apply for 0% interest on select skid steers during the summer model year closeout. Hurry, offer ends July 31st, 2024. Some restrictions apply. Stop by or visit PrairieLandPartners.com for details.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KVOA, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, the 19th of August. Partly cloudy, 70 degrees on our way to 85 before it's all said and done today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOA Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by CareArc CEO Renee Hively. Yeah, talking about a strategic planning public input survey that is going on through August the 22nd. Renee, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
How are things going here as you get ready for office stuff here today?
Oh, actually, things are going well. We're one step closer to Friday, right? That's what I like about Mondays.
There you go. Nicely put, Renee.
Indeed, like that. Well, we brought Renee on because we saw that the strategic planning survey is wrapping up on Thursday, which kind of bears the bigger question here, Renee, as to really where you're at in the strategic planning process. And after we ask that question, kind of where you're looking to go with strategic planning. But let's start with kind of the basic status report. Where is strategic planning at for you right now?
Sure. Chuck, I think I misspoke to you last week on my timeline. So that timeline actually has moved up a couple of days. So our community survey that went out last week will be shutting down the end of day tomorrow.
Tomorrow now, okay.
Yes, we actually meet with our brand media solutions to finally get to look at that data and see what we can glean out of it. So, you know, this time of year, our strategic plan currently ends at the end of this year. So we need a new 5-year strategic plan to help guide us into the future. And we decided this year that we were going to take a really deep dive look into what we need to do, where we can improve. So we kind of took this broad approach and looked at those 5 C's, you know, looking at our company. So we surveyed our providers and all our staff members and our board members as well, and our customers, so our patients were surveyed, and competitors and collaborators, and just kind of taking a look at, you know, what the climate is and how healthcare is changing. So this is our initial process, and this is just the beginning of our strategic plan. So we have a lot of work to come ahead of us.
So just another day left to get the public input then, Renee?
Yes, just another, well, today and tomorrow.
Okay.
So you got 2 full days.
And where can we access this information?
Well, a lot of our stakeholders were sent out emails, but please check your email. If you're like me, you don't check your Gmail very often or your personal email because work is plenty. And then we also, I believe, have a link on our website that you can take the survey.
And along with those survey lines, what say if we're going online to take the survey and take a look at it, what are some of the questions that we're going to be asked here? And what are some of the information points that you really want us to give you as you shape your direction for the next 5 years?
Yeah, you know, we are a community health center, so we have a lot of services under one roof. We have behavior health, medical, and dental services. So we're going to talk a lot about clinical services, hours. We're going to look at how we can be better collaborators with our stakeholders and community partners, just anything that we can do to improve upon. So if some of these themes rise to the top, we kind of know where our areas are that we need to work on, because no business is perfect, and by far we'll never be perfect because there's always room for improvement. So we're also going to ask a few questions about us opening up an in-house pharmacy and how that would look for the community as well.
CareArc CEO Renee Hively joining us on a Primetime Newsmaker Monday edition, 727, 70 degrees. Well, how are things been, CareArc, financially here? In listening to your monthly reports, it sounds like financially it's been a pretty good year for you.
Yeah, actually, we've been blessed, so I can't say anything bad. We are doing well, and we continue to hold on, and that's good. We built a solid foundation, and we just want to continue to grow on that. Had a lot of new things happening at the health center with our remodel of our medical clinic and adding, you know, expanding our dental clinic from 9 to 18 operatories, and now some new parking. We have some construction going on in the back to get some additional parking for our staff. But there's just so many things, so I think we're blessed.
Speaking of that, Renee, how have those recent upgrades / additions, how have those gone for you? Have they gone kind of as you expected they would be and serving the number of patients here locally and area-wide? Have they gone maybe better than expected, or the jury is still out on exactly how those expanded services are helping patients here locally?
You know, and especially when we did our dental clinic, you know, it was kind of the field of dreams, build it and they will come. And we added that third dentist, anticipating that we could see, you know, a lot more dental patients, and we have. And we actually could, you know, add a fourth dentist because there's so much need in this area for dental services for adults and children. And medical, we're holding good. We still are looking for a physician. You know, numbers have gone down just a little bit due to some of the climate change. You know, Hopkins, Simmons, a lot of the manufacturers are adding their own healthcare services. Well, that tends to, you know, pull patients from your area into other areas.
One other thing that comes to mind here, Renee, is you mentioned here about the strategic plan from 5 years ago. What were some of, and I'm asking you to kind of go back and remember here, but what were some of those main points that came up 5 years ago that led to the changes that we're noticing here today? And I guess by extension of that, how soon, once you get this side of things done, can you have that strategic plan fleshed out for the next 5 years?
So the first question, you are making me think back, but we did just look at that strategic plan, and we've almost completed everything on there. One of the bigger things that sticks out is our dental expansion. That went well. That happened. Another thing was changing our EMR, so our electronic medical record. We had Intergy, which was a Greenway product, and we've moved on to Epic, which is more provider-driven. It's more connected with other hospitals like KU and Stormont Vale and different places like that so that we can share information rapidly through Care Everywhere. So if you've gone to a doctor's appointment at KU Med and we need to see what happened, how can we, you know, help you with your next appointment here? And our providers can see that just at, you know, at a click. It's a click away. So that's exciting. Helps our patients as well. Trying to think of what else we did. One area that we haven't met, and I'll just be honest, is that we put in there we needed to recruit two new dentists, and we got a third, but we're still looking for that fourth. So we kind of come short there. But overall, our strategic plan for the last 5 years has gone really well, and we're hoping that our next 5 years will go as well, too. We have a lot of work to do. We, you know, after we get the data, we're going to have to analyze that, look for common themes, and then start really looking strategically on our goals and objectives on how we're going to improve upon some of those areas that we select.
All right. So, again, when will that data be available to you to see?
We will see that this Wednesday. We have a meeting with Brand Media Solutions, and we'll start fleshing that out and get to work.
All right. Well, best of luck with that, Renee. We always appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on. It's been a while since I've talked to you.
It's been a while. All right. Thanks, Renee. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, CareArc CEO Renee Hively on our primetime newsmaker on this Monday. Chuck?
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the newsmaker segments, which you can hear 7:20 every weekday morning, this week is almost full already. The only date that we have available is Thursday, and we could wind up having that one filled up here before the morning is out. So if you want a slot on a morning show, let us know.